We've all seen this movie before. Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin, wildly popular movie, sold a gaggle of tickets, family goes on vacation around Christmas, leaves Kevin at home. Home Alone 2, family goes on Christmas vacation, leaves Kevin at home. Did you know there was a Home Alone 3? Macaulay Culkin refused to do the movie. He said, "I'm sick of this script." Well, I think Macaulay Culkin would be sick of the Beavers script in 2022-2023. Last night was the sixth time this year Beavers have failed to hold on to a late third period lead. Thankfully, four out of those six, including last night, ended up in ties. October 22nd at Michigan Tech. Tech scores late, ends up a 2-2 tie. November 25th against North Dakota. Beavers up 3-2. Late in the third, North Dakota scores, wins it in a meaningless shootout. December 3rd against St. Thomas. Game ends a 2-2 tie. Beavers blew a third period lead. Not just any third period lead, a last 2 minutes of the third period lead. All six of these games, Bemidji State has squandered a goal in the last 2 minutes of the third. Ties the game, sends the game to overtime. Happened December 9th against Lake Superior State. Lake State ended up winning 3-2 in overtime. Last Saturday, the exhibition game against Minnesota. Less than 2 minutes left, Gophers win. Last night, the Beavers up 1-0. No easy ice. Need a redirect from the slot to score the game's first goal. Came just 3:40 into the third, snapping a 0-0 deadlock. I hurt you, and maybe I don't deserve you, but my head is in ocean with the depth of emotion. Don't like what I see. Martin Zaffer, Martin elevated to the top line center with the injury to Ross Armour. Tapped in out in front. Elias Rosen with the shot. I think Martin got a piece of it. The Beavers are up 1-0.
I'll throw it at the net. It was definitely redirected. It was, might be Pickering. We're going to have to wait to see, but deflected out in the slot that sneaks by Stayskull, and the Beavers have broken the dam, and somebody scored a goal tonight. 3 minutes, 40 seconds into the third, the Beavers take a 1-0 lead.
Credit Caden Pickering for the goal. His third is a Beaver. Beavers in the lead late. Forgive me if you've heard this script before. Minnesota Duluth holds the goalie with a minute 55 left. Tie game. Pick yourself. Pick
yourself back. Kaiser. Kaiser fights the puck back into the circle. Beavers unable to clear. It hit Kaiser. Shot from the point. They score. Through a whole mess of traffic with a minute 55 left, we are tied at one.
What a shot. And the Beavers were so close to getting it out of the zone, but he's able to keep it in and then gets to the center of the ice and lets it rip.
Not gonna lie, game ended last night. It felt like a loss to me. Probably felt like a loss to you. Bemidji State has been unable on six different occasions to finish what they started. Beavers' record right now is 9-5-5. Last week's exhibition doesn't count. But what if the Beavers win just half of those five other games? Beavers would have 11 or 12 wins already this season. What if they won them all? Well, then the Beavers would be 14-4-1. Well, 14-4-1 would give the Beavers the third best record in the country. Quinnipiac currently at 16-1. The Gophers currently at 14-3-1. Third best record in the country, if only the game was 58 minutes long instead of 60. It's frustrating for you, frustrating for the players, frustrating for the coaches. But let's look at the bright side. Six times this year, the Beavers had late leads. What would their record be if they weren't playing with a lead? Well, I don't even want to consider that. A 1-1 tie last night, the Beavers going for a series win tonight on the road at Amsoil. Budweiser pregame show next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.